today, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome, and our Gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." At this the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The earliest days of the church saw the beginning of the official persecution of Christians with the words of Emperor Nero, who said, "Let there be no more Christians." After Nero's death, persecutions continued on and off for the next 240 years until 313 AD, when, about a year after he converted to Christianity, Emperor Constantine granted religious liberty to Christians and all people of goodwill. To the Pope, Constantine gave the Lateran Palace that had been seized from an early Christian family named Laterani by Nero. Within a few years, a baptistry dedicated to St. John the Baptist and a large basilica dedicated to Christ the Redeemer were built next to the palace. Pope Sylvester consecrated it on November 9, 324 AD. Really, our freedom to worship in any parish church began on that November day so long ago. Since that time, the Roman Empire rose and fell. The Colosseum, where Christians died for their faith, was abandoned. Throughout the centuries, wars, earthquakes, and fires severely damaged or entirely destroyed the cathedral church and the palace about 6 times. Each time, they were restored with even greater magnificence. The empire is gone, but Christians still celebrate the Eucharist in the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran. The Lateran Church reminds us how great it is to have religious freedom. Sometimes, though, that freedom is taken away in some parts of our world. When persecutors say, "Let there be no more Christians," the grace of the early church is needed once again, the grace of martyrdom and the courage to publicly embrace the cross of Christ is needed again. For we know that the future of Christians is not in palaces like that of the Laterani family, nor in hidden catacombs where early Christians would worship, but in heavenly places, in the full presence of God, where the church will truly be free.